Taking a walk in the woods can be good for brain health. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Susan Massino, professor of applied science at Trinity College, explores why forests are important to our health.
Forests are essential to life and emerged 380 million years ago. They've recovered from catastrophic volcanic eruptions, ice ages, and meteor strikes. European settlers deforested much of New England, and today we appreciate forests for many values, including human health. Forests offer exercise, solace, medicines, and biodiversity. New species are still being discovered in New England. As a neuroscientist, I know the link between forests and brain health cannot be overlooked. We face increasing costs for disorders ranging from Alzheimer's disease to addiction. Lifestyle modifications are effective and successful, and forests offer exercise, mindfulness, and stress reduction naturally. United States veterans suffering from PTSD can reduce medication use, and research on cardiovascular, immune, and neurological systems is expanding worldwide. A forest can also increase kindness, altruism, and generosity by provoking awe, the sense of wonder you feel in the presence of something beyond your understanding. We have very little original forest in New England, but we can plan now to have old local forests in the future. Even a small forest is important. At 40 acres, Belden Forest in downtown Simsbury, Connecticut, is the latest addition to the Old Growth Forest Network. Our well-being depends on wild areas, connecting between human generations, and increasing in biodiversity and resilience over time like they have for millions of years. Letting our forests grow is also the most rapid, efficient, and cost-effective thing we can do to sequester carbon and combat climate change. Today, New England forests are still young and growing and have the potential to store a lot more carbon while controlling floods and buffering temperature fluctuations. Knowing that forests can treat disease, give us new medicines, and help us survive climate change means that we really can see beyond the trees.
That was Susan Massino of Trinity College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.